to the meteorite, though. Having carried this around with me for the last few weeks, and no, I didn't flog it for a nice dinner out, I got rather jealous. I want a meteorite. Which left me frantically looking around on the internet on how I could get my hands on one. And I found something on Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy website. It's a Q&A thing where people can ask a scientist a question. And conveniently, Carolyn Crawford also helps out answering these questions. The question reads, "Hello there, I was wondering if it's possible to test rocks to see if they're from space. I ask, and this is true, whilst I was gardening today, a rock fell into my wheelbarrow. It sounds crazy, but it did happen. The object is black, looks like coal, and is very light, I suppose pumice. If it didn't fall from the sky, I would say it's a piece of normal earth rock. But as it came from above, I'm very curious."
I don't remember reading that. What did they say in response?
The response was something along the lines of, I doubt it very much because they're normally very heavy and that sort of thing. But it tickled me. I read it and it tickled me to no end that, you know, these things were falling and in people's wheelbarrows, or, you know, the idea of it falling in someone's wheelbarrow.
A couple of years ago, there was a lovely story of a French family who, as in the way of the French having their holidays, vacated their house in Paris, went off for their summer holiday. And when they came back, they thought, that's strange, our roof is leaking. And they sent someone up to fix the roof. And what they found was that the hole in the roof was created by a little meteorite that had just punched a hole through the tile and got embedded in their sort of insulation in the roof. So they had their own little meteorite that had hit their roof. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah, really cool, really cool. I imagine lots of people have got lots of interesting stories about how they've come into... I mean, I was really excited by ours, but I suppose it's not the most exciting way to come across a meteorite.
No, the most exciting thing is when you actually see the event. You see the fireball, and a fireball is just when you've got a bigger lump of rock that as it disintegrates, it produces a lot more light, and often they will just break into lots of pieces and you just get a fantastic show as they fall to Earth. Sometimes, if you're fortunate enough to see one of these, you, especially nowadays with security cameras, and you get all these serendipitous sightings of the fireball, you can track its orbit, you can track its path through the atmosphere, you can predict where it's going to land, and then people can go out and look for the bits of rock. So, for example, this has been done places like Canada, where across the country people saw this fantastic fireball in the sky, and then when it had landed, they tracked it down to where it'll land. They went out to look for it. And being Canada, it's a land of lakes. All the lakes are frozen. And you just looked at the lakes and there were almost like just fragments of meteorites scattered all over the ice in these lakes. I mean, that must be so exciting to see those.
I was going to ask, because you've mentioned we're in the peak of this meteorite shower at the moment, is there any chance, if I looked really, really hard, that I might find one in the UK?
I think it would be a very, very long shot. I don't think you've got much chance. And you've got to remember, for this particular meteor shower, the Perseids, the grains that come in, they're tiny. They're not going to survive to Earth. You need a much more sizable lump of rock to be able to get any fragments remaining on Earth.